You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just been busted by the editor of Vice. Hi, Frances, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you. You've come in to tell us about a new. What's the word for it? Do you just call them dockers? Do you call them mini dockers?
Yeah, we call them dockers.
Featurettes or...
videos. It's another one in our Zealandia series. This one's a 13-minute. It's called The Last Man of Mahana.
Let's start firstly with telling people who may not know anything about Vice TV. What's Vice TV?
Vice is all sorts of things itself. Vice.com is where we do all our news, articles, all the cool stuff. We also have videos. We also have a TV channel, which is called Viceland.
Yep.
So there's all sorts going on. Viceland's on Sky. We run shows on that, all sorts of things. We also run videos through Vice.com.
Yep.
This one has just gone up yesterday on Vice.com. And
The Last Man of Mahana.
Yeah, it's all about a commune in the Coromandel.
Now, have you ever been to a commune?
My mum says she took us to Centrepoint when we were kids, but I don't remember that.
No.
Well. I don't think it's a repressed memory.
I went to a sound engineering course at a commune in the Coromandel once a long time ago called Aerial Railway. And it was definitely an experience. But I don't want to give too much away because it's only a short little featurette, this little doco, The Last Man of Mahana. But do you want to tell us a wee bit about the history of how did that story come about? How did that become a
Yeah, well, there's a Wellington doco director called Michelle Saville, and we were chatting last year, and she had a contact with a curious character who she met when she was hitchhiking years ago, who had a third eye tattooed on his forehead.
Let's just recap that. So a curious character she met hitchhiking who had a third eye tattooed on his forehead.
That's right. His name's Arthur. And as it turned out, he's one of the really early members of this commune that was set up in 1978.
I don't want to generalise, but they're always Dutch, aren't they?
He's Belgium, actually.
Is he?
Belgian.
Is he?
And he was living in Wellington. He's a pastry chef. He can do a mean croissant.
Sure.
And he had a life there. He had a family and everything. He made his cakes. He also liked a bit of weed, and he used to help people out in the courts when they were getting into trouble with the cops. And he was all into the hippie lifestyle, I guess, and came and spent a bit of time at Mahana, had a bit of a spiritual awakening, decided that was it, that was a place for him, packed up everything, and that was it. See you later, Wellington.
Mahana, what we learn straight away is that Mahana is a commune, a huge piece of beautiful piece of land in the Coromandel. There was after the Nambassa festival,
is that right?
A whole bunch of people that got together at Nambassa.
And yeah. I love it. They say they all got together and they just bought a big pack of land and they said they wanted to set the land free.
Yeah.
Which is something that I reckon with the housing crisis now, everybody's talking about this sort of thing again, you know, like what's our attitude to land?
Yeah.
How are we going to use it? How are we going to make the most of it? And that's what we're all looking into with this whole week of coverage on Vice. We've got Rural Week.
And no spoilers, but that relationship to land
and
ownership
is in the
doco.
Yeah, and as it turns out, if you're looking 35, 40 years into the future, you might have to set up a little bit of rules or structures around there, because the rules at Mahana are you go along, you sign your name in the book, and you're part of the community. And there's a little bit of tension there now, and a lot of tension, burning down houses, smashing up houses, stopping people coming in.
Yeah.
So it's really an interesting insight in what happens 40 years after a utopian dream.
And it's happening not that far away from where we are here. You know, it's like, your Coromandel's
not that far away.
But yet it's as remote. You're watching that and you're going, well, this is out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So this was the cool thing, is that nobody's actually reported on there before. And Michelle had come across Arthur, and he's a pretty hard guy to get hold of because he doesn't have power. He doesn't have a phone. He goes into Coromandel once a week or so and checks his email. So it takes a little while to get in touch with the guy. But he had a story to tell.
There's some of the most interesting New Zealanders to those New Zealanders, though, that are just so off the radar at some level.
Yeah, and it's Arthur's dream to have people come back. But there are many other people in the community who don't see eye to eye to him for lots of various reasons. I'm not saying he's not a prophet character or anything, you know, like he's got his complications as well. But, you know, it's really interesting to see where this community is going.
I'm going to take this phone call, Francis, and just see if that's got anything to do with what we're talking about. Hello there, caller.
Indeed it has. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Yeah, no, I'm out on the Coromandel. Luckily in Whitianga on Buffalo Beach right this second.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you all?
Good, thanks.
That's the spirit. Yeah, no, the housing crisis is pretty gnarly. But at least there's head-height waves at Hotwater Beach, perhaps.
Are you just reading up to gloat?
Not really, but...
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just live in paradise.
Sounding good.
You don't need a fancy bloody condo with buzzing bloody traffic and whatnot, you know, to...
Are you familiar with any of the communes in that area, around that area, that still exist?
I met a dude who went to a Colville one maybe years ago.
The one I went to was up near Colville. But,
You didn't meet a dude called Matt with dreads?
Dude.
It's like 10 of them there, eh?
Did you meet a guy with dreads?
That's like saying, oh, mate, I was in Christchurch and I met a white guy with dreads. Yeah.
Oh, his last name was Collycock, if that was more of a...
Matthew Collycock?
Yeah.
Oh, from the Coromandel Collycocks?
Yeah.
He was from
Tauranga. He used to meet him when he'd travel up here on his Valiant, and... he'd bring fun guy, and he was a pretty fun guy.
I'm with you. Okay, all the best.
Yeah. Well, now he's all good. Now he's all good. He's all part of the Greenpeace, and but he, you know, doing stuff on the Coromandel in the way of math and whatnot, and looking after the bush.
Do you live out in the Coromandel? Where do you live, Whitianga? Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially the metropolis, isn't it, of Coromandel?
It's the hub. It's like. They call it, like these newbies, they call it Fitty City. It's like, this thing's quite there. I think it's only like 3,000 to 4,000 people, but it makes them feel big, though, so... Yeah, very cool.
I had some interesting times with Whitianga myself. Thank you very much, sir. All the best to you, and enjoy your hot water beach surf. Be careful, though, on the outgoing tide there. My grandma always said to me, my grandma who passed away at 107, she said, be very careful there.
Good. Yeah, so that's why I'm probably just going to go down Buffalo.
All right, good boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ta-da.
Cheers.
Colourful people out there, Francis and the Coromandel. A wonderful place to live, amazing energy. Have you been out there recently yourself?
Yeah, not. I'm from Tauranga,
so we used to
do a few.
Just poking your nose into the Coromandel.
Not for a long time. I've been by, you know.
I've definitely had some escapades there.
Yeah.
So you used to plan escapades.
Yeah.
Is an escapade if you plan it like months ahead?
I think they're better when they take you by surprise.
Well, you say that, but you plan it properly, and hey, yay, yay. But the Cathedral Cove, hey, yay, yay.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
That one time, hey, what about that time? So the last man of Mahana is a it's, I mean, we're not exploiting Arthur, are we? It's just he's a really interesting individual.
No, and I mean it's like I say, it's not a straightforward story, and we've had a lot of reaction in the last day from people who know the area and know him, and we definitely went and talked to as many people as we could in the community. We've got another guy in the video, Dave, who's got his issues with how things are run there, and you know, and we're putting that across too. But and we tried to talk to a lot more people who declined the opportunity to go on film.
Yeah.
So, you know, like any community where there's a whole bunch of people, there's and this is the interesting thing, you know, a commune that's set up on the grounds and the philosophy of setting it's free and allowing everybody to come and work together, and they used to all work together. They used to have a cookhouse, and all the meals were done then, and they'd share the duties. It's not really functioning like that at the moment. Everybody's a little bit more individual in their approach.
I wonder if it'll ever swing back the other way again.
Well, that's the interesting thing, and that's what Arthur wants. Doesn't really have, I guess, the structure around that to support at the moment. Mm. Everything, like his house is amazing. They've built everything by hand up there. At the moment, a lot of stuff is getting torn down. So, you know, where it goes now, he'd love to see new families moving in, more young people around. There used to be something like 60 to 70 people living there and 27 kids.
Wow.
So... quite a young, kind of vibrant. Now it's, well, the weekend we went up there, it was pouring and dark forest, and, you know, it's...
That's another type of energy the Coromandel has, eh?
Yep. You know, it's beautiful, but it's quite a challenging place to live as well.
All right. Well, so that's on and Vice TV right now.
Vice.com.
Right,
yeah. Vice.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Frances. And we'll hear from you about the next one when the next one's ready.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Excellent.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.